And I just wanted to give you an opportunity to hear an incredible story. God's moving in our lives. We don't always get to hear that, but we're just going to take a moment and share one thing that's going on.
Hi, I'm Joe Ainley. My wife and I, Erica, we go to South Campus. And about 3 months ago, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was something they call triple negative breast cancer. It's one of the most aggressive breast cancers there is. And when we got this news, you know, we had been attending Life Church for about 3 years. And her and I, we really had a choice at that point in time. Were we going to just live in fear? Or are we going to stand up and say no? You know, sometimes the greatest word you can ever say is no. And we made up our mind that, you know what, we were going to fight this thing. And we were going to make it bow. Because one thing about this church is that we are taught is that we have the authority and the right to stand against the devil and make him bow. We have that right. And because we found out some real simple things is this, is that God is always for us. His face always shines on us. So we made up our mind that we were going to stand. And through the period of time, first thing they said was that it is spread into the lymph nodes. And so we prayed and we sought God, and people here at the church prayed with us and for us. And you know what? They came back and the doctor said, I don't know why, but those lymph nodes were swollen, but there's no cancer in them. And so, you know, sometimes I think that we think that because we're Christians that, you know, that things like this just doesn't come to Christians. And if it does come, what's wrong? Well, I'll tell you something. There's a devil out there that hates you. And if you don't stand up against him, he will roll over you. And so there's things that come to us, and so but we made up our mind that this was not going to destroy my wife and our family. And so we started to pray, and now they've told us that the tumor has completely disappeared. They can't find it anymore. And they also told us that there are no cancer markers in her blood at all. So, you know, I said that to say this. You guys, you have a right to be healed. You have a right. You have a right to be delivered. You have a right to be set free. I tell you, Jesus paid on the cross a long time ago for this stuff. This should not in our minds even be a question. We have a right. And tonight, as you hear the teaching, I'll tell you, receive that. And when it comes time afterwards for prayer, come up here. Don't just kind of come up here and go, oh, huh. Come up here and go, I'm here to receive what you have for me. Father, you said this is mine. I have a right to this. Your word says, beloved above all things, I wish you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Well, if you've got that one scripture, you can stand on that. And you can take that scripture and you can go to God like this. You go, this is what the word says. And then you turn to the devil and you say, this is what the word says. And you can stand on that. You can change your life with one sentence out of the Bible. One scripture, you can change your life. And but we've made a decision in our family. And you know, it's been really weird because it's almost been like, it's like we've almost stood on the outside of this thing and looked in at it. And people come to us and are like, oh, you poor guys, how are you making it? And we're like, we're all doing fine. You know, I mean, it's just like the Lord has just really did something. And by making that decision to stand, really, really, you know, the Bible talks about how long are you going to stand between two decisions. Are you going to go this way or are you going to go this way? Healing, a lot of people think, well, it's this great miraculous thing that happens. Yes, it is. But it starts with your decision. You either make a decision that you're going to go this way and you're going to moan and groan and cry and whine, or you say, you know what, we're going this way. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances say, we are going to walk the way that God wants us to walk. Because me and my wife, we found this out. If you can find something in the Bible to stand on, everything else will fall around. Everything else will fall. You guys remember the coyote and Roadrunner? Remember how he'd be out on that thing, the Roadrunner would, and everything else would fall around him? And there he was standing out there in the middle of the world, this little piece of dirt. That's the way the Word of God is. If you can find the Word, you can stand on it.
Thank you, Joe. All right, come on up. Our pastor is speaking. Thank you so much.
Glory. Hallelujah. Let me have that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We got some good testimony. Some of you, I know you're new and you're a baby Christian, but come here. Mm-hmm, Todd. Yeah, I want him just to share with you what's happened to him this week. You don't have to take a long time. Just take a minute and tell him who you are. And
hello, everybody. I'm Todd.
Well, just so you give me a little time to teach, okay?
Sure. Sunday was the first time that I'd ever come to this church. I had been going to church a few times here and there throughout my life, but I had never experienced anything like I experienced on Sunday from this church and from Pastor Bev. Thank you. It was amazing. I was delivered. She had prayed with me. Nothing had ever happened to me like this. I was saved Sunday, and my life has not been the same since.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah! God bless you. We make a preacher out of this one. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Would you come and just tell for a minute what's happened to you? And we're having miracles happening in this church, people. Hallelujah.
I would love to tell you. I've been coming here for 2 months, and there's so much to say, but the biggest thing is that when I started coming here, I was ready to kill myself. And the first week, they prayed for me, and magnets came off my back. Yeah. And then there was still so much hopelessness and all this stuff weighing me down, and I just kept coming because, I don't know, because God wanted me to and because I was desperate. And then this Monday night, I had a session where they prayed for me, and all this stuff came off, and it's like, and I know that, Satan's still trying to, attack me because all these things have happened this week with my job and with my car got broken into this morning and all these things. But it's like, everyone's like, aren't you upset? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've been in prison for 33 years and I got out Monday. Why would I be upset?
Hallelujah.
Nothing can happen that would make me upset now. Hallelujah. I jump around at work and people are like, what is up with her? And I'm just like, oh, I pray. I got to tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't that good? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. There are things happening. Hallelujah. Bev and I prayed for a lady who had an abscess tooth, and she was in Geneseo, and she called me the night before, and I prayed with her, and most of the pain left, and then the next morning she came up, and Bev was down there, and she laid hands on, and that girl's tooth is totally healed, just totally healed. Hallelujah. See, it's not how great we are, it's how great Jesus is. My goodness. If he can use a donkey and a rooster, he could surely use me. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Bless God. There's nothing we got we didn't get from him. So there's nothing we have to be proud about. You understand? The only thing we glory in is him. We got to make him the only hero of our story. Glory to God. If God will use you, I'll carry your bags. How's that? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, wherever the anointing is, we'll just follow it. Glory to God and let that anointing take care of it. Well, I'm going to talk to you tonight about I will not be defeated. Now you say, well, what's that got to do with healing? I'll show you. Hallelujah. See, you won't ever get healed until you realize it's God's will for you to be healed. You won't live in victory till you realize it's God's will for you to live in victory. You won't have joy till you know it's his will for you to have joy. Bless God, he said I could have joy, and I intend to have it. Hallelujah. It's my choice. You know, when you get up in the morning, you've got a choice. You can either be sad all day and depressed, or you can get up and enjoy the trip. I only make one trip. I intend to enjoy it. Bless God. Hallelujah. Glory. I've seen too many dead, dried Christians that look like they hadn't smiled in 50 years and been baptized in pickle juice. You know, come on, be a happy Christian like me. I don't want to be a happy Christian like you. Okay? I want to enjoy the presence of God, and I want to have a neat relationship with him where I can get a hold of him. Hallelujah. And I can talk to him, and he understands hillbilly. Maybe some of you don't, but he does. Hallelujah. He didn't have a bit of trouble understanding what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, God did not ever create us to fail. And I want to share it with you tonight that defeat is not in your future. No matter what Satan tries to bring against you, Jesus has deprived him of his ability to harm you. And in John 16:33 in the Amplified, I love it. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. He said, I have told you these things that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. Perfect peace and confidence. Hallelujah. I can have peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And it can be perfect peace. Hallelujah. Lay hold on that tonight. Glory. Somebody breaks in your car, make him bring it back. Hallelujah. Do you know what? I knew a lady once. She was downtown Rockford, and they had a store where they upholstered. And I went to a prayer meeting one morning, and she said, somebody broke into our store and stole everything there. I said, make them bring it back. I mean, we're going to make them bring it back. So we prayed, and we cursed that. We said, make them so sick they can't stand it. They have to bring it all back. The policeman called her before we were done and said, lady, you better come down here. All your stuff is sitting back in the alley. Hallelujah. They brought it back. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, you don't hate the person. You don't get mad at the person. You get mad at that devil. Yes. And make him bring it back. Hallelujah. People say, well, that won't work. Oh, yes. Well, you got to work it. You got to work it. Hallelujah, people. God created us to win. Hallelujah. He said, in the world, you have tribulation. You will. You want to tribulate? Go ahead. I'm just going to get over it, okay? Hallelujah. When it comes, trials and distress and frustration. How many of you ever had that? Trials, distress, frustration. But be of good cheer. You know what that means? Be happy. If you're happy, show your face, okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, and undaunted. For I have overcome the world. And then he goes to say, I have deprived it of its power to harm you and have conquered it for you. You understand what he's saying? Hallelujah. He has deprived it of its power to hurt you. He's already conquered it before you. You understand? When I get there, he's already been there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when you're in a ring and you see the devil coming, you better know you wouldn't be in there if God didn't know I was going to win it. Hallelujah. Now, God didn't send that stuff. But when the devil comes at me, if I know I win, I can stand. And you will have stuff. You'll have stuff. But bless God, Jesus knows how to get through the stuff. So when you get there, he's already been there. Hallelujah. Already conquered it. Deprived it of its power to heal, to hurt you. Hallelujah. If you'll believe what Jesus said in that passage, you won't be defeated. In Acts 23, verses 12 and 13. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And there were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. Paul was facing some very difficult circumstances. He'd already been falsely accused, arrested, beaten, and now there's a plot to kill him. But Paul boldly declared in Romans 8:31, if God be for us, come on, say it. If God be for us, who can be against us? See, it may look black to you. It did for him. But God had already deprived his adversaries of the ability to carry out their plot. Hallelujah. I love that. You understand? He's already deprived your adversaries of their ability to carry out their plot. It ain't going to work. I tell you what, there's only going to be one of us standing when this is over. And bless God, it won't be the devil. There'll be one of us laying on the floor and it'll be him. Hallelujah. Getting my foot on his neck. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you don't want to give these problems another thought. No matter how impossible your situation may seem, defeat is not in your future. Do what Jesus told Jairus to do. When it looked like, you know, there was all failure. Failure was staring him in the face. His little daughter was dead. I mean, he went to Jesus and he said, Jesus, my daughter's very sick. Would you come? So God started. And here come a woman. Hallelujah. She stopped him with her faith. You can always stop Jesus with your faith. I mean, he was going someplace, but she stopped him. And can you imagine? It said this woman, King James said, she's told all. You know how a woman is. She gets started, she'd tell all. And probably Jairus is saying, come on, lady. You know, get it over with. Come on. My little daughter's dying. You know, come on. You can tell this later. But Jesus looked at him. When they come and said, don't trouble the master anymore. Your daughter's dead. And Jesus said to him, be not afraid, only believe. In the message, it says, don't listen to them, just trust me. I love it. Don't listen to those symptoms. Don't listen to what the adversary is doing. Just trust God. Keep on believing God. Listen to what he has said and not what others are saying. Blessed is the man that listens to me, God said. Hallelujah. It's time to declare enough and take our rightful stand against the adversary. Shout out loud. Defeat is not my future.
Defeat is not my future.
Pretty weak. You think the devil believed that? Come on. Defeat is not my future. Amen. Now look at this. Did you ever notice in the Old Testament where the giants lived? You know, they lived in the promised land. Now, isn't that interesting? The giants come against you to keep you from your promises and keep you out of your promised land. When Israel went out to spy out the land, what through them were there was giants there. But did God promise the giants the land, or did he promise the land to the Israelites? Did God promise healing to you, or did he say the devil could come take it away? Hallelujah. Are the promises to us, or are they to the giants? See, keep in mind, we're to take the word of God over the giants, over giant problems. You understand? These giants represent problems in your life. God said, I've given you the land. He didn't send them in there to get their opinion as to whether they could take the land or not. He sent them in to spy out so they'd know their enemy. He never told them, come back and tell me if we can take it. He said, I've already given you the land. Didn't look like it. The giants were there. He said, you've already been healed. By his stripes, you were healed. You were healed at Calvary. You understand? He said, by his stripes, you were healed. But we're all waiting on him to come do something else. He already come did what he's going to do. Now you've got to receive it. Just like the Israelites, the woman bowed over. He said, woman, thou art loosed. She still bowed over. But you know what? Man, his word was true. And when he laid his hand on her, she immediately was made straight. Hallelujah. He said, the land belongs to you. But they looked at the giants and said, we can't do it. Hallelujah. Some people say, yeah, but I know the word says by his stripes I'm healed. But quit that stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, there were a lot of families of the giants. One was the Emims. One was the Zanzimims, the Anakims, and the Raphians. There was four different ones. And there might have been more, but that, I just give you those four. There are different kinds of giant problems that attack different people. See, you may not be having trouble that Joe had when the devil tried to strike his wife. But you may be having going broke. Or your business may be going down the tube. Or your marriage may be failing. Or you may have a full-fledged demon you need to get rid of. You understand? Different people have different kinds of problems. But God, did Jesus take care of it all? Oh, did he ever? Hallelujah. He left nothing undone. And it's a done deal. You got to know that. Hallelujah. And that he loves you. I love what you said. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He wants us that way. Hallelujah. So there are giants that will keep you from taking the promises that God has for you. What are the description of the giants? You know, say, well, it's just a little bitty thing. No, that cancer was not a little bitty thing. It was a giant problem. They were very tall. In Deuteronomy 3:11, it said Og had a bed that was 18 and a half feet long and 8 feet 4 inches wide. Now, that's what you call a king-size bed, California king. Hallelujah. Praise God. Deuteronomy 3:11 says Og, king of Bashan, was the last remaining Raphaite. His bed made of iron was over 13 feet long and 6 feet wide. You can still see it on display in Rabbah of the people of Ammon. See, they lived in Ammon. They lived in Bashan. They lived in Hebron. And that's modern-day Jordan, Galilee, and the Golan Heights. See, all this is for our example. Hallelujah. And in 2 Samuel 21, it said the giants, there was a giant there that said he had 6 fingers on one hand. And in 2 Samuel 21:16, it said war broke out again between the Philistines and Israel. David and his men went down to fight. David became exhausted. Ishbi-Benob, whoo, glory. Be glad your name isn't Ishbi-Benob. Hallelujah. A warrior descended from Rapha with a spear weighing nearly 8 pounds and outfitted in a brand new armor. He announced that he'd kill David. But Abishai, son of Zeruiah, came to the rescue and struck the Philistine and killed him. See, one of the giants had 6 toes on each foot. He carried a spear that weighed as much as 25 pounds. I mean, we're not talking little stuff here. We're not talking the Israelites with a big imagination. These giants were big and they were tall. And Goliath, it said he was 13 feet tall. An Og wouldn't have been too short with a bed that was 18 feet long. Goliath's armor weighed 196 pounds. And when we look at our problems, sometimes they look 13 feet tall, don't they? I mean, you're looking at them, especially in the middle of the night. And honey, if you don't talk to your problems, they'll talk to you. They will. I mean, in the middle of the night, you'll hear them, and they get so big. But you got to take that word. Hallelujah. I love that illustration, standing on that word. You know, I may shake on the word, but that rock won't ever shake on me. Hallelujah. You know, and I'm standing on that. That thing may shake on, I may shake on top of that, but that won't ever shake under me. Hallelujah. When the spies saw the giants, they said, when the giants see us, we look like grasshoppers. You know, sometimes the devil will make you think you're just a peewee nothing. You know, you're just a grasshopper. I got news for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm a child of God, washed in the blood, the righteousness of God in Christ. The greater one is on the inside of me. Who do you think you are, devil? I had a woman come one night, and we were praying for her, and she began to writhe around on the floor, and she said to me, you're no match for me. Just an awful voice. I said, honey, you're no match for what's in me. Hallelujah. You know what that thing said? I know it. Started to cry. I mean, really. There's some of you were down there. That was at South Campus. Hallelujah. You probably remember that. She said, yeah. I said, you're no match for the God in me. She said, I know it. You see what we're fighting? Hallelujah. He's a windbag. Hallelujah. Just an old windbag. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Roars. But that's all he's got is a roar because Jesus pulled his teeth. Hallelujah. And I've told you before, don't let him gum on you. Get that nasty old spit all over you. Don't let him gum on you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now here's where we get in trouble. It isn't that the problem's so big. It's how we view ourselves in the problem. Hallelujah. That, you know, this is how they looked at themselves. Not only do we look like grasshoppers to them, but we look like grasshoppers to us. Well, honey, I don't look like a grasshopper. Yeah. Glory to God. Whoo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know who lives in me, and I know what belongs to me. And devil, you've got to fight on your hands because I intend to get it. And the Bible tells me when. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe you're facing cancer, and it looks like that cancer is a great big thing. But what does the word say? Ooh, Jesus, whip that devil. Hallelujah. Destroyed, dissolved, loosened, and did the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Bless God. This is where we get in trouble. We look at ourselves instead of what will overcome that word or that devil, that cancer, that poverty. Right here, right here. Honey, bless God, pick up the spear and stick him in the heart with it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. He'll tell you, you coming at me, you little puny thing. I'm not puny. Ooh, look at what I got. I got massive air power. Massive air power behind me. You understand? Hallelujah. And ground troops. Glory to God. And ooh, hallelujah. I win. Read it, buddy. Read it. You know, go to the back of the book and find out I win. Now, if you see your position in the problem, you'll quit worrying about whether you're a grasshopper or not. Hallelujah. You'll see what you have in covenant relationship. Glory to God. It says that the promises in the Bible are mine. They do not belong to the devil. The giants cannot frighten you when you have God's word in you. I tell you, people, get in God's word and get that so deep down within you that when you get a problem, don't wait till you get cancer. Joe's been putting the word in him for years. And his wife, they've been putting that word in. Hallelujah. And when something comes, hallelujah, that word will rise up. But if you haven't taken the time to put the word in. Now, if you're new, God will give you time. Glory to God. Just get into that word and just try to overdose on the word of God. Man, you can just take as much of that as you want. You won't get any side effects. Isn't it great? No side effects. Hallelujah. That's a medicine with no side effects. Hallelujah. Praise God. The giants cannot frighten you. If God's word has you, and you know what God's word, I mean, you need to have the word and let the word have you. I mean, when the devil says you're going to die, say, you can't kill me, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. When he says to you, I'm going to do this or that, you say, no, my God fights for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Bless God. Pain. You know, pain come. Ooh, man, I've just seen that so much. Somebody come with back pain. You lay your hand on them. That pain has to bow its knee. Has to bow its knee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, and other pain, I've just seen it. I mean, as you declare the name, as you begin to declare that name that's above every other name, who is not a rabbit's foot? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, no, it's not that. But when you live in that and you know who he is and you let him abide in you and you abide in him. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it shall be done. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Whoa, glory to God. I just get so excited. I can't hardly stand it. And, you know, ooh, glory. I mean, it's just so good to know. Hallelujah. Jesus lives in me. The God who made it all, he lives in here. Hallelujah. Promised never to leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Said he'd back me. The Lord is my shepherd. I have no wants. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Ooh, I love it. I love that. You know, I just what I got a while ago when I was teaching. You know, when I get there, he's already been there. He's already been there. Ooh, I love that. I just got that revelation. So you've been redeemed from the curse. This is our covenant position. And whatever ever was and is under the curse, we've been redeemed out from under it. Hallelujah. You say, well, awful things happen. Then bless God, stand. Take that word and stand. When my arm wouldn't work, I told it, you will work. You will work. I need that arm, and bless God, you will work. According to Romans 8:11, you're quickened and made alive, but the Spirit of God lives in you, and you will work. Hallelujah. When they told me I had a mass in my breast, I said, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. That's who I am. You can't put that on me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? God works with each one of us where we are, and one person goes through it, and God goes with him. Another person, God will just take you over it or around it or under it. But you know what? God never leaves us. And we're going to come out better every time we go through something. I remember thinking that when I had that wreck. I thought, Lord, get glory out of this. He didn't cause it, but I'll tell you what, get glory out of it. I thought, devil, you're going to be sorry you ever touched me. I'll teach this. I'll preach this. I'll tell everybody around what God has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you know, you wouldn't mind fighting if you had the assurance that you're going to win, would you? Mm-mm. And I want to show you that you've been made to win every time. I want to share with you that defeat is not in your future, no matter what the devil tries to bring against you. Hallelujah. Jesus has deprived him of his ability to harm you. Hallelujah. I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of its power to hurt you. And I have conquered it for you. See, Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to abide in me. You know what abide means? Live. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's where I live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Holy Ghost is the power. And he's on the inside of you if you're born again. God did not create you to fail. Now, I know I'm saying that over and over again, but some of you need to hear it over and over again. Hallelujah. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to abide in us and cause us to win, and he'll teach us. Hallelujah. He's our teacher. God's not going to take something off the devil to teach you something. You'll learn, but you know what? That's not God's way. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If the greater one is here, why should I worry? Hallelujah. You know what? When you worry, you just tie to God's hands. So quit that worrying. The Word of God says, if God be for me, who can be against me? Come on, people. Are you dead? Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If God is for you, who can be against you? Come on. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Why should I be afraid of anything? Because God is with me. Hallelujah. And he's not just with you to see you get pulled through a knothole backwards and just watch and say, ha ha, that's good. That's good. You did that well. No, bless God. He's with me to keep me from going through a knothole. Hallelujah. Bless God. And if I go through that knothole, he'll be around me. So I don't even feel it as I get pulled through. You know what a knothole is and go through? I hope you understand that. Praise God. The steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. and he delights in his way. It said, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for underneath of the everlasting, I can't fall far. You understand? Hallelujah. I may fall down, but I can't fall far, because underneath of the everlasting arms to catch me. Hallelujah. And guess what? Some people think, all kinds of burdens and junk dog their trail. Goodness and mercy's right there. You know, I just turn around. There it is. Glory to God. I don't want to stop too fast because goodness and mercy hit me right in the leg. Hallelujah. You understand? Goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Trouble and junk don't dog me. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord will protect him and keep him alive. He shall be called blessed in the land. That's what God says about me. God's going to protect me and keep me alive with long life. Hallelujah. Devil says, I'm going to kill you. I say, not yet. You ain't going to kill me anyway. When I get ready to go home, I'll just lay down and go home. Yeah. Hallelujah. When my mother got real sick, and my daughter said to me, Mom, not this way. She said, Grandma's not going home like this. Now, she's almost 97, but she ain't going home sick. One day, I'll probably just go home, and she'll just have gone on to Jesus. Just lay down and go to sleep. We ain't going to let her go home sick. When she tried to have a stroke, I got her off the chair. She's a little bitty thing. I just grabbed her up off that chair, got right in her face, and I screamed, stroke, you come out of her. Devil, death, you come out of her. You're not taking her like this in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, within 5 minutes, I called the ambulance because I thought I should take her. And by the time they got there, she crawled up on that thing, and I mean, she was fine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you don't have to take everything the devil comes along with. Hallelujah. She said, I don't remember a thing about that, but you up in my face screaming that I couldn't die. Hallelujah. I intend to have a testimony. Bless God. Some people have the test and then they have the monies. But bless God, you need to get a testimony. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the Lord said he'd protect us and keep us alive. And I'd be called blessed. You know what? I'm blessed. You understand that? I'm blessed because God said I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. God is my refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble. Hallelujah. Don't forget that. Hallelujah. Now, if you go back to John 16:33, there it said, God has deprived that thing of its ability to harm you. Do you see it, folks? There's nothing in this world that can take us out if we know the truth. I mean, there's just nothing can take you out if you know who you are. Hallelujah. See, some people identify with the tribulation. We need to identify with the rest of this verse. Identify with the overcoming. I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've told you these things so that in me you might have perfect peace. In the world, you're going to have some tribulation. He told you, and just don't go believing for it, okay? It'll come. You don't have to believe for it. I'm just believing for a whole lot of trouble today. I'm going to believe I'm going to tribulate today. No, bless God, don't go believing for that. It'll come. But when it does come, just know I win. Hallelujah. Just know no matter what the devil brings at me, I win. See, faith and trouble go down the same road. But don't leave out what follows faith. Victory. It's just a matter of time till I'll overcome and be victorious over that thing. Hallelujah. Whatever comes. Hallelujah. Devil, you can't whip me. You can't whip me because Jesus already whipped you. Hallelujah. Jesus said he deprived it of its power to harm and he has conquered it for us. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that. Trials will come, but I have the ability. You know, he said I've rid them of their ability to hurt you. I know I'm saying this over and over again, but I want you to get it over and over again. You know, we get junk in us and we have to get something to pull that out. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just squirting you with the water of the word and it's just washing all that junk out, okay? Just like a water hose. You know, just squirting you. Hallelujah. Just wash all that dirt off and all that junk that's gotten down in our spirit. Hallelujah. Defeat is not in my future and defeat is not in your future. So when you know ahead of time, when you're experiencing a trial or a tribulation or a challenge, but you know ahead of time that God has already defeated it for you and deprived it of its ability to conquer you, then you can endure it. And I'm not talking about, God, help me, I'm going to walk this. You know, I've seen people do that too. No, I'm going to go through with joy. I'm going to go through this with, and I know the victory is there and I'm going through with joy. Hallelujah. I'm going through praising the Lord, not for the trouble, but because he's able to get me out. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can go through something with flying colors when I know it don't have the ability to hurt me, do any, you know. I mean, the devil tried to kill me, and it couldn't kill me. So then he tried to cripple me, and he couldn't cripple me either. Hallelujah. Bless God. I got Bev Tucker over there. They've been giving me morphine and Dilaudin and all them nasty D things, you know. And I was, you know, just kept regurgitating, puking. I'm sorry. I just did that to be mean. They're all looking at me like, what'd you say? I just kept throwing that stuff up. And you know, they kept putting it in me. And I lost like 22 pounds in 6 days. I mean, it really bothered me. But I got Bev over there. And I said, get that out of me. So she began to pull all that junk out of me, pull all that morphine out of me and all that stuff that transferred and the shock and the trauma from that. And bless God, I began to talk to that arm. It wouldn't work. It was just like this. And they said it was asleep, and I told it to wake up. And they said it was frozen. I told it to thaw out. Bless God. I began to move it. And you know what? I used that arm. Glory. Now, he said, you'll have pain. You won't have a full use of your arm, and you'll have pain. Just, it'll be like an arthritic shoulder. Who wants an arthritic shoulder? I'm going to tell you something. I need to raise up, lift my arms up and pray for people. And I don't need an arthritic shoulder. Hallelujah. So I talked to it. I told it. You're quickened and made alive. The Spirit of God lives in you. I told it, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but it's Christ lives in me. He lives me in me. He wouldn't have a bum shoulder, and I'm not having one either. Amen. Hallelujah. I need that arm to do what God's called me to do. Hallelujah. Said, you know, that's what they're looking for, that thing in my breast. You know, oh, that's what, we'll tell you how radical it has. I'll tell you how radical it has to be. You ain't taking my parts, okay? I came with them, I want to keep them. Devil, you get your hands off my parts. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, people are so afraid of the devil. They are. The tribulation is seasonal and it's crippled. Now listen to me. What you're going through now is seasonal. You're not going to camp there. You're not going to live there. You're not going to stay there the rest of your life. It's seasonal. And it's crippled. Ha ha. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. And it has no right to hurt me. People are so afraid of the devil, but we don't have to be. Now, if you're out in his territory, you better be. He's got some power, but we have some authority over his power. You understand? And when you put your faith in his word, you know, the devil is just, he just tries to be like Jesus. See, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The devil tries to be a lion, but he just roars. You know, we've been given up too quickly. We back off too quickly. Jesus said, I've already deprived it of its power to harm you, of its right to destroy you. Are you getting this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we've been just getting up too quickly, backing off, you know. Devil comes at your door with a box of snakes. You going to take them in? No. But he'll come to your door with the flu. And I've told you this before, you know, come to the door and knock, knock. You open the door, it's a flu. You bring it in. How long you want to stay? You put pajamas on it and feed it chicken soup and Tylenol and keep it about 3 weeks. Come on, why don't you say no? You're not welcome here. I'm not having you. Your body will scream, I'm sick, put me to bed. You say, no, you're not sick. You don't rule here. You're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. You got to do that. No, my body don't. I've had my mind screaming, you're crazy, woman. You're crazy. Put me to bed. I said, you shut up. You don't rule here. My spirit man rules here. My spirit man says I'm healed, so I'm healed. We've all had challenges. I've gone through some real challenges in the past 45 years. Glory. Do you know I'm coming up on my 45th birthday in the Lord? The Sunday before Thanksgiving, I'll be saved 45 years. Whoa! Just a baby when I got saved, you know, couldn't No, not hardly. But anyway, it's a good story. Hallelujah. But isn't that neat that God has kept us all these years? My husband and I, we never backslid. We just kept walking with God. I'm just so thankful for that, people. That's nothing to say, oh, look how great we are. That's the keeping power of God. Because by the time we came to the Lord, man, we knew there was nothing else out there, and we were going to hang on and have him hang on to us. Jesus is the same, and he acts the same way, whether the circumstances are good or bad. We ought to take a lesson, people. We ought to take a lesson. You don't have to ask most questions if you're going through a trial. If you don't say anything, they'll be glad to show you their burn marks. You know, you can tell they've been in the furnace because you can smell the smoke when they come in. Phew. Yeah, you know, and they'll be glad to tell you, you know. Hallelujah. You don't have to ask them if they're in a lion's den. You won't see my claw marks, you know. If you don't say anything, they'll say, have you seen my scars? I had the biggest operation. Why, the doctor said that's the worst operation anybody ever had. You know, I'm probably going to make medical history. I mean, man, he said it took him longer, and it was just the worst thing he ever seen. Some people, they got healed, they'd have nothing to talk about. You know? Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're just funny. I look at you, and you look at me like, The Apostle Paul rarely said anything about what he was going through. Do you understand that? He didn't talk the problem. He talked the answer. He talked the answer. He was fully persuaded that God was able to deliver him. He has deprived every challenge of its ability to conquer you. That's a great promise. No attack has the ability to conquer me. Now, the doctor may say one thing, but God said something else. The doctor said, oh, you know, I should have operated, and you got a broken shoulder. You got a broken scapula there, and, you know, I should have operated, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it. You're going to take that stuff? No. Hallelujah. I told him, I said, I can take the Word of God and change that. Yeah, I can. Hallelujah. Some of you have heard this over and over again, but that's okay. I like to hear it again. I like to hear it again. Hallelujah. When he said, you're going to have a, you know, it's going to be like an arthritic shoulder. If I'd have said, oh, I'm so, and go home and tell Roy, and then we call half the church and tell him, you know, did you know what happened? No, you know what? I went home and told Roy what the doctor said, and we decided we weren't going to tell anybody till that thing manifested. We didn't tell anybody. When the pastor asked me, Evan, what the doctor say? I said, I'm not telling you. He said, why not? I said, because he didn't say any good things, and I'm not going to repeat them. So he just anointed me with oil. I just got healed. I remember going over there in 6 weeks. I was going over to the doctor, and he was going to x-ray. And I said to the Lord, you know, Lord, I don't mind. I don't like to be made a fool of, but I don't really mind. I've been made a fool of before. But I'm not making a fool of you. And I have told half this part of the country that listen to me that you heal me, and I expect an x-ray to prove it. And bless God, I got one. See, God don't get mad at you when you talk like that. Hallelujah. See, if you're on speaking terms with God, you can talk to him. You know, hallelujah. And he don't get mad at you. He loves it when you stand on his word. Hallelujah. Now, God, you said this, and I'm standing there. And bless God, I'm not going to move. And you said you wouldn't. Hallelujah. Please, bless God. See, no attack has the ability to conquer me. The message says as long as you're in the world, you'll continue to experience difficulties. Paul said in the last days, there will be perilous times, difficult times, dangerous times, times of great stress, difficult to deal with, hard to hear. He didn't say impossible, did he? He never said impossible, hard to hear. But God has already deprived them of their right and their ability. Hallelujah. Glory, are you getting rid of your fear tonight? Come on, I'm hammering this. Hallelujah. Glory. Satan has attacked a lot of Christians and defeated them. But that was their fault, not God's. I'm telling you, you got the ability. You can run or you can stand and fight. Hallelujah. I'm not much to run. You know, I read where there's not any armor for my backside. So I'll just stand in front of him. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. And if you want to get somebody in your boat when you're going through trouble, get a hold of Beth Tucker. She'll stand too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Come on, say glory. We're winners tonight. We're winners. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've had attacks launched against me, and I lost a few rounds before I knew better. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to sit around and twiddle my thumbs when I've discovered that he doesn't have the right to do that. He don't have the ability to go against my faith. Hallelujah. See, when I didn't know that, I fell down a few times. But bless God, I learned. Hallelujah. His attacks have been deprived of their ability to conquer me. Hallelujah. For us to lose after what we know, for us to lose, you know, lay down and quit after what we know. See, people, when you didn't know it, you weren't responsible for it. But guess what? I told you tonight. Now you're responsible. Aren't you glad you came? Hallelujah. You're responsible for what you hear. God expects us to walk in the light we have. Aren't you glad for that bit of revelation? Hallelujah. See, the devil's attacks and his challenges and his trials and tests have been deprived of their ability to conquer me. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Come on. Whoa! Yeah! Amen. The giants have no right to destroy us. Defeat is not in my future. Defeat is not in my future. Victory's in my future. Prosperity. Hey, you know what? Rich ain't a bad word. God don't mind you being rich. Hallelujah. People thought for years rich was a bad word. Nobody said it in church, did they? Hallelujah, they didn't. I mean, rich was just a bad word. You didn't talk about that. Well, bless God. God wants us to be rich, and he has no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Now, he's not going to give you something if you're not dependable and he can't trust you. But if he can trust you, he'll give you more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Prosperity is in my future. Hallelujah. Success is in my future. Hallelujah. Divine health is it. I mean, not just coming and getting healed when I get sick, but divine health is in our future. Hallelujah. Deliverance. Hallelujah. It's in my future. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you still need deliverance every now and then. I don't know if it's something that just come up or something's been there a long time. But bless God, I don't care what it is. I'm getting rid of it. Hallelujah. I tell you, if it comes up, I just get it out of there. Hallelujah. Bless God. Amen. Sometimes we'll be right, and I say, get this out of me. And so she just goes after it. I'm working down the road. She's doing deliverance on me. people are going to think I'm just nuts. I'm not. Okay? Hallelujah. We do some nutty things every now and then, but bless God. I love Jesus with all my heart. I'm in love with him. You understand? I am so in love with Jesus. There's nothing can separate me from Jesus. Hallelujah. Why would I want to go back to what I had? Hallelujah. Bless God. I forget that they're taping this thing and all them ugly faces I'm making are going out over the air. Glory. See, I'm quite sure I've not seen the last trial or the last attempt to get rid of me, to cause me to stop, but a good part of that has been deprived of its ability to hurt me. Hallelujah. If I just hang on to the hand of Jesus, I'll make it through to victory. He said, I'm kept by the power of God, so he'll hang on to me. You say, oh, but Pastor Ellen, you know how hard it is. I bet I do. Mm-hmm. You don't do what we do and not get attacks. You know, when I teach and got this blabbermouth and tell everybody they can be, you can bet people come against me sometimes. But I might have times of distress, but I have a promise from God. Don't give up, gal. Be of good cheer. I've deprived this of its ability to hurt you. Do you know that? Do you see that knowing that I can endure anything that comes against me? Hallelujah. Acts 23:11 says, and the same following night, the Lord stood beside Paul and said, take courage, Paul, for you have borne faithful witness concerning me at Jerusalem. For as you have borne faithful witness for me at Jerusalem, so must you bear witness at Rome. See, Jesus is talking to Paul about his future. You'll testify about me in Rome. That means he's not going to die. Hallelujah. 23:12 Acts says, and when the daylight was come, the Jews formed a plot and bound themselves by an oath and under a curse neither to eat or drink till they had done away with Paul. These 40 people had declared they were going to kill Paul. They took an oath not to eat or drink until they kill this man. Now, if they kill him, he can't testify in Rome, can he? So his being killed is not in his future. Hallelujah. And see, God said, long life I'll satisfy you. Maybe some of you think I've lived a long time, but honey, I'm going to live a long time more. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Who said I had to get old and fall apart, you know? I go against them old age demons. You young people, you think, well, what are you talking about that for? Honey, you're young now, but you won't be young always. You better know this now. Go after that stuff. I mean, go after it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was not in Paul's future to be for people to kill him. These people were pretty serious, but God deprived them of their ability. God had plans for him. Does God have plans for you? Hallelujah. Death is not in my near future. If God be for me, who can be against me? Oh, I may get uncomfortable for a season, but defeat is not in my future. And God helped me to keep my mouth shut when I'm going through things and not blab it to the whole church and have everybody patting me and feeling sorry for me and getting this one to pray and that one to pray. It's okay to have some people pray, but I'm telling you, sometimes people, their prayer requests are just a griping session. Yeah. well, sister, I had this happen. And then they take 25 minutes to tell you what happened. You know, they want you to pray, but they want to tell you all this nasty stuff. No, you know, let me pray while my faith is high. Hallelujah. Come on. We can learn some things. You know, we can. If you learn this, it'll help you. See, I wish somebody had told me this when I got saved. Back in the dark ages when I got saved, there wasn't deliverance much. And I mean, nobody but Lester Summerall ever heard of deliverance back then. That's the only one I knew that did deliverance. And he was way over in Ohio or Indiana or someplace. And, you know, that they're just, thank God for the time you live in. Thank God for the revelation we're having. People say, oh, I wish I lived in Jesus' time. No, you know what? This is better. You're right exactly where God would have you. He put you here at this time. You need to begin to confess that I'm in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I hear the Lord and I'll not miss him. Praise God. So, God has plans for you. Hallelujah. You may get uncomfortable, but defeat is not in your future. You're more than a conqueror. God intended you to be a victor, not a victim. And too many people, you know, honey, if you were abused as a child or as a young person or somebody's molested you, I feel bad about that, and I am not making light of that at all. But I tell you, someplace down the road, you've got to take full responsibility. You've got to say, hey, devil, you might have messed my life up from here back, but from here on, glory to God, guess who's going to be in control? My Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, and quit looking back and begin to look forward. God will take that junk and he'll make you into a person that can help people who have the same problem you used to have. Hallelujah. I mean, God is so good. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Don't you just love his name? I like to taste it. Jesus. It just tastes so good. Hallelujah. I love that. See, we've been folding up too quickly. We've been throwing in the towel. Thinking defeat was inevitable, but it wasn't. Lots of people are dead today who didn't have to be. They threw in the towel too quickly. They didn't know what belonged to them. Paul's situation wasn't comfortable, but God had deprived his adversaries the ability to kill him. In Acts 28:30, it says after this was in the end of Acts there, it says that Paul lived there for two entire years at his own expense, in his own rented lodging, and welcomed all who came to him. Did he die in defeat? He's paying his own rent. Hallelujah. He had his own place. Yeah. Glory. Did you understand that? Where did he get that money? I don't have to figure out how God's going to get it to me. Hallelujah. But he'll supply my need. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know what? It looks like the man didn't die when the devil's trying to kill him. Yet years later, when he died, when he decided it was his time, not when they did, they couldn't kill him until he finished his course. So he said, now I'm ready to depart. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. My departure is now at hand. But they couldn't kill this man until he decided he'd done everything God wanted him to do. When he was satisfied that there was nothing left for him to do, he said, now I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. See, I don't want to get before the Lord and him say, Evelyn, there was a whole lot of stuff I wanted you to do, but you didn't do it. I want to carry out all his plans for me. Hallelujah. See, prior to when he got ready, when God gets ready for me and I'm ready to go, then I'll go. Hallelujah. Praise. Didn't Paul say, I don't know whether to go or stay? Sound like he had a choice, didn't it? I mean, you know, people have taught that for years. You got a certain time to die. When your time comes, you're gone. Well, you know what? If we had a time, God knows when you're going to go. But if we had a time set in stone when we were to go, then he wouldn't have said you could, for length of days, do this. Honor your parents and you'll have length of days. He said we could lengthen our days. He said we could shorten our time. Well, if we had a time set in stone, we couldn't do that. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. He told the Philippian church, I'm in a dilemma. I don't know what to do. For me personally, to die would be gain. But he said, I'd be in the presence of the Lord. But you need me, so I've decided to stay. Hallelujah. That's Evelyn's translation. Since you need me, I've decided to stay. Hallelujah. And you know, there's a translation that says, I've decided to stay in that I want to teach you the joy of believing. Hallelujah. See, people always talk about this revival that's coming. Oh, it's going to be for the young. Well, they're going to need some old generals. Hallelujah. Amen. That's God. They're going to need some more mature in the faith. I don't call myself old. I just call myself more mature in the faith. Hallelujah. Paul considered it a joy to serve God, and the Christians at Philippi had not learned how to have joy yet, so he didn't leave. Glory to God. Now, I want you to notice he didn't mention the Roman government, nor did he mention the devil. Did you see that? He didn't. It was his choice. He said, I'm in a dilemma. He didn't act like the Roman government or the devil could do anything about, had anything to do with his dying. He acted like it was his choice, didn't he? Philippians 1:21. He said, for me to live is Christ, his life in me, and to die is gain, the gain of the glory of eternity. It was his choice, and he decided it when it was time. You know, it was his choice. Because Jesus had revived every attack of their ability to destroy him. He had deprived it of that. Philippians 1:23 says, for I'm hard pressed between the two. My yearning desire is to depart and be free of this world, to set forth and be with Christ. That is far better. Far, far better. But to remain in my body is more needful and essential for your sake. Since I'm convinced of this, I know that I shall remain and stay by you all to promote your progress and joy in believing. Isn't that great? My choice. We've had religious people go after us because we taught this. I mean, just really go after you. That's not right. Well, show me in the Word. Well, I don't care. You can't use that. But you know what? That's what the Word says. Do you see that he decided whether you live or die? God said, with a long life, I'll satisfy you. If you're not satisfied, you don't think God's finished with you, then bless God. If there's still people here that need you and need you to help them and encourage them, don't die. Just don't die. Glory to God. Refuse to allow the devil to kill you. Hallelujah. Did you know that you can take the Word of God and enforce it in your life? The Word of God is alive and full of power, and every word of God has the power to bring itself to pass. Start to say what the Word says about your situation. I want to say that again. The Word of God is alive and full of power, and every word of God has the power to bring itself to pass. Yes. Hallelujah. When you used John 3:16 and believed it, when you used Romans 10:9-10 and believed it, did it have the power to get you saved? Hallelujah, it did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul had plenty of attacks, you know. But he said what the Word said. And you start saying what the Word says about your situation. Fight the enemy. Fight that thing that's trying to kill you. You men, you tell the devil, you ain't killing my wife. Yes. Hallelujah, you ain't killing her. I'm telling you, I'm in authority here. This is my house and you're not taking her. That's my wife and you can't have her. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, if somebody come in and tried to take your TV, you wouldn't let them have it. But people sit down and let them take their wife. Hallelujah. Well, that's the truth. Hallelujah. Bless God. Fight the enemy. Fight the thing that's trying to kill you. Plenty of attacks Paul had, you know, but they could not destroy him. Put him in a ship, in a storm. The ship would be wrecked. Looked like all life would be lost, but God would spare him. Snake bit him. He just shook it off. They stoned him, left him for dead. He got up and brushed himself off and went right back into town. They couldn't kill him. Why? Because Jesus had deprived Satan of the right and the ability to conquer him. Jesus has deprived Satan of the right to destroy us. You just don't know it. You didn't before tonight. Now you do. I've said it every way, this way, that way, cross, under. I mean, I've said it every way I could think to say it. Hallelujah. So if we're being conquered by his attacks, if we're being defeated by his attacks, it's simple. Simply because we are not acting on our God-given rights, our God-given authority, we're giving up too quickly. Hallelujah. But be of good cheer. He said, I've overcome the world. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you look at David, and I'm almost done. If you look at David, he got great victory when he killed Goliath. For a season, he was on top of the world. But that season didn't last long because King Saul became insanely jealous, and he chased him for 9 years and tried to kill him every chance he got. But he couldn't because it was not in David's future to die. Not then. Glory to God, he was not to be killed by Saul. It's not your future to be killed by your problems. One day David was going to die, but not like that. Not a violent death. It was not in his future. A violent death is not in my future, and it's not in yours. Do you see that? Is this doing for you what it's done for me? Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. You wonder why I run around spitting, carry on, and glory to God. Just hallelujah. I get excited, hallelujah, because I serve a good God. It's been 45 years, and he's still good. Hallelujah. Took good care of me. Hallelujah. Paid good dividends. He's wonderful. Come on. Hallelujah. I can't find anywhere in the Bible where it says that it's God's will for my life to experience failure and defeat. I can only see victory. I can only see success. I can only see prosperity. I can only see healing. Hallelujah. I can only see ruling and reigning. Hallelujah. I can only see overcoming. Glory to God. Not just surviving. We didn't call us just to survive. Not barely making it. Not being conquered by Satan. That's not in my future, and it's not in yours either. Saul is determined he was going to kill David. He's a king and he's very powerful. And he pursued him. But you look at that. When David was in that cave, and I'm going to read you this and I'll be done. In Psalms 56:1, he said, "Be merciful and gracious to me, O God, for man would trample me or devour me all day long. The adversaries oppress me. They lay in wait for me and would swallow me up and trample me all day long. For there are many that, who fight against me, O Most High." See, this was written for our example, but he was saying what he's seen, and he didn't have the revelation we have on watching what we say. "What time I'm afraid, I will have confidence." See, he'd say something that was negative and then he'd come right back. "What time I'm afraid, I'll have confidence and put my trust and reliance in you." Or the King James says, "What time I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord." Hallelujah. "By the help of the Lord, I praise his word. Oh, on God, I lean and rely and confidently put my trust. I will not fear what man can do, what flesh can do to me. All day long they twist my words and trouble my affairs." See, he'd tell him the problem, but then he'd come right back with the word. Hallelujah. "All day long they twist my words and trouble my affairs. All their thoughts are against me for evil and my hurt. They gather together and they hide themselves and they watch my steps even as they have expectantly waited for my life. They think to escape with iniquity. And shall they? Is your indignation bring down the peoples, O God? You number and reward. Record my wanderings. You put my tears in a bottle. Are they not in your book? Then shall all my enemies be turned back in the day that I cry out. In the day that I cry out. In the day that I cry out." Hallelujah. "Praise God. For this I know, for God is for me. In God whose word I praise. In the Lord whose word I praise. In God have I put my trust and confident reliance. I will not be afraid what man can do to me. Your vows are upon me, O God. Your vows are upon me, O God." Hallelujah. "I will render praise to you and give you thank offerings. For you have delivered me. You have delivered my life from death. Yes, my feet from falling. Even though I may walk before the Lord in the light of life and of the living." I read that kind of funny. "For you have delivered my life from death. Yes. And my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life and of the living." Hallelujah. Every time there's an opportunity for me to be afraid, I'm going to trust you. That's what he's saying. Every time I get an opportunity to be afraid, I'm going to trust you, Lord. We'll have opportunities to be afraid, but we're going to have to resist them. "What time I'm afraid, I will trust in you." What, you know, my sister, when she first moved down south, and she was so afraid, and I gave her that scripture, and the other day she said to me, "I still say that in the night. If I wake up afraid, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord." Hallelujah. You know, the man, he was on a roller coaster, and he sounded like an emotional mess there. His life was hanging in the balance, but he didn't stay that way, did he? See, the thing I love about David, he shows us he's human. Sometimes he gets afraid, but before the psalm is over, he's convinced himself that God's going to show up and help him. Woo, hallelujah. "I know God is for me. In God have I put my trust. I'll not be afraid of what man can do to me." David's saying, "I have confidence in God. I have confidence in his love for me and his ability to help me." It's not in his future to fail. And failure is not in your future. You may feel like a failure, but in the mind of God, you're not a failure. Hallelujah. And quit going around saying you're an orphan. I'm going to tell you something. If you've been born again, you're not an orphan. You are not an orphan. You've been adopted by the Lord. Oh, glory. Wow, hallelujah. I mean, your name is grafted in. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, But thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. Does that sound like a loser to you? He's always leading me to triumph. Even though I may feel like I failed, God said, it's not over yet. I'm leading you to triumph. Don't worry about it, honey. I got you covered. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never give up. Why? Because defeat is not in your future. Hallelujah. How do I know? John 16:33. No matter what present circumstances are in your life. Anybody here got any present circumstances? Say, I will not be defeated. I win every time. I have the promises of God. You know, that's not mind over matter. I have the promise that my champion of my salvation is going to get me through. Glory to God. Defeat is not my future. Failure is not my future. Overcoming every attack is the sovereign will of God for every person in this room. Hallelujah. Whoo, glory. Even while we're sitting here, God, the Holy Ghost, and the angels are out there frustrating Satan's plans. You know what? Boy, he is. And the Holy Ghost is just out there messing him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God says, I know the thoughts I have toward you. They're thoughts of good, not for evil, to bring you to an expected end. He prepared a future for us. And when he prepared that, defeat wasn't in it. You understand? Failure's not in it. In God, our future is bright. Now, let me read you this. And I told you I was done with the scripture, but I got one more. Maybe two. Hallelujah. Romans 8:38 says, I am persuaded beyond doubt, I'm sure, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending, nor threatenings, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you getting this? Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus said, be of good cheer. You know what that means? Cheer up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Defeat is not in your future. And Philippians 1:28 says, in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Don't be terrified by Satan. Don't allow yourself to be terrified by what he's endeavoring to do. Do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated. That's Amplified. In no way become alarmed. That's the New American Standard. Don't become alarmed. Jesus has deprived it of its ability to hurt you. Glory to God. Get quitting out of your thought life. Don't give it another thought. Quitting is not my future. No matter how impossible the future looks, don't be afraid. Hold fast to your faith. Stand firm. Resist the devil and he will flee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be not afraid, Jesus said. Only believe. Don't be intimidated. Don't even listen to that report. Don't be terrified by your adversaries. Be not afraid. Only believe. Defeat is not in your future. Failure is not inevitable. Defeat is not inevitable. Jesus said, don't listen to them. Just keep listening to me. Just keep trusting me. When the doctor gives you a bad report, cancer, not long to live, don't be afraid. Say what the word says. Well, what if I die? Well, what if you do? Hallelujah. You know, the devil saying, well, what if you die? You need to sometimes turn around and face him and say, what if I do? If I die, I'll just go check out my mansion. Hallelujah. Y'all get where you can't touch me anymore. I'm not afraid of you, devil. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we act like dying's a bad thing. I mean, I believe in living. I believe we ought to get done what God wants us to do. But I'm going to tell you something. We got heaven waiting for us, people. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. God will do what his word says. Blessed is the man that'll listen to me. Psalms 8:33 says, hallelujah. Glory to God. You get in trouble when you listen to everybody else and not God. So don't give up. Don't hold fast to what God said. Victory belongs to you. Stand up. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody, there's a lady here that's got something wrong with her heart. And the doctors told her that they're going to have to shock her heart. How many of you believe that just right here where she stands, God can touch that heart and put it in rhythm? Come on, you believe that? Hallelujah. Do you believe that the defeat is in her future? Well, right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that heart palpitation, over that, and John, I can't remember what it's called, but I don't have to know what it's called. I tell you what, the top part of her heart is going to beat just like the bottom part does. I tell you in Jesus' name, you have no choice. Where two of us agree is touching anything, it will be done of our Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. 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 And somebody here is anemic and they've been through a bunch and your body is just, you're just tired and you feel like you can't get your energy back. And in Jesus' name, I call energy back into you. I call your blood to go back where it's supposed to be. I call those red blood cells to be healthy and well. And I call them to just begin to work in Jesus' name. Did you hear me? You don't have a choice, girl. You don't have a choice. Grab hold of that and get healed. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
People in here where you've got soreness in your joints, especially in the hands, especially around your thumb area. In the name of Jesus, God, right now we take authority over that spirit of arthritis. I take authority over that spirit of inflammation in the name of Jesus. And I command that pain to come out right now in the name of Jesus. All that infirmity, you start speaking to it in the name of Jesus. I'll speak to discouragement.
Amen. Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, like a heavy, heavy discouragement. Yeah. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I command right now that cloud that literally is like sitting over you and it's been there for years and years and years. We speak to that thing. Lord, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that that is not your plan and your purpose.
Amen.
And so, Father, right now, we take authority over that. We bind that
and
generational strong
that
man
out.
And command it to go in the name of Jesus.
That.
Yeah, that, that feeling like you'd be better off dead.
Hallelujah.
Wishing you were dead.
Yeah.
We break that right now in the name of Jesus.
That heavy, heavy
thing. You need to come out of agreement
dying.
With it.
Now, come out.
Come out of agreement with it in the name of
Jesus. In
Jesus'
name, now. Now, you know what? There's somebody here that's been sad so long that they, you know, they've kind of embraced that and they really don't know how to be happy anymore. It's like it felt good at first and now it's got to the point where you can't get rid of it by yourself. So tonight in Jesus' name, we call that off of you. All that sadness and all that heaviness and all that ick, I call it out of you now. I said, come on, just take a deep breath and let it go. I mean, you tell the devil you ain't messing with me anymore.
Tell it to go.
Defeat is not my future.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Me. Now, tell it to go.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, you have authority over it.
I want you to say, and maybe everybody say this so that nobody feels, there's somebody who's really been contemplating just doing away with themselves. They hadn't really known, they don't want to do it because they know they're Christian. But I want us all to say, I will never kill myself. I will live for Jesus. Father, forgive me that I've contemplated suicide. I lay that down. Devil, you're not going to kill me. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
And I speak to that seed. It's a seed of suicide, literally in your thought patterns that the enemy is endeavoring to make a suggestion so he can begin to grow that within you. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we command that thing to die.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We give it no place.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath and release that. Release that thought that the enemy's been trying. That is not of God. It's not of you. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
Amen. Amen. Shout out my heart. There's somebody with sugar diabetes. And in Jesus' name, we come against that spirit of sugar diabetes. I call that pancreas to begin to produce. You begin to produce insulin. In Jesus' name, you have no choice. You have no choice. We reverse that thing tonight. We break that generational curse of diabetes. In Jesus' name, we break that off in the name of Jesus. We call it out in Jesus' name. And there's somebody else here that you had a real fear of getting cancer. And every time something gets wrong with you, you think it's cancer. I come against that fear. In Jesus' name, I call that fear out of you tonight. Bev and I agree. That fear has to leave you tonight. You are not going to get cancer. You are not going to get cancer in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
There's also like an emotional post-traumatic stress disorder where your emotions have just been shattered. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command right now that trauma to come out of the emotions, to come out of the mind in the name of Jesus, to come out of your will in Jesus' name. We break that
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Take a deep breath. Come out of agreement with that.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, that emotional trauma, I break it in Jesus' name.
I want
in Jesus'
him, name. This is Pastor Donnie, And I'd like him to lead us in the sinner's prayer, because I think there's somebody here that really needs to accept Jesus. And so I'm going to have him, and anything else the Lord shows you, but I want you to do that right now. And let's pray with him so that they don't
Amen.
Feel bad.
We're going to all repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
And I'm in need of a Savior.
And I'm in need of a Savior.
So I'm asking you, Jesus.
So I'm asking you, Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Make my heart white as snow.
Make my heart white as snow.
You know the way I've walked.
You know the way I've walked.
And you know where I've been.
And you know where I've been.
But none of that stopped your son Jesus.
But none of that's a, whoa,
for dying on the cross for me.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus,
Amen. Jesus,
I commit my life to you today.
I commit my life to you today.
I accept you as my Lord and my Savior.
I declare you the King of Kings
and Lord of Lords
over my life.
Now, devil,
I renounce you.
I no longer belong to you.
I belong to God
now. And I will walk with him from this day forward. And Lord, I will serve you as you show me how.
I declare from my mouth
that the meditations of my heart
and the words of my mouth
shall be acceptable
unto you.
And I declare
that this is a new season,
that old things have passed away.
And now behold,
all things have become new.
For you even came
to make all things new.
In Jesus' name,
I pray.
Amen.
Come on, let's give God a shout of praise. Come on, give him a shout of praise. Come on, if you're happy and you know it, give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that many of you in this journey must realize that it is a journey and it is a process. But there's one thing that God's asking you to do. Just like when Elisha met Elijah, as Elijah walked past the way, he found Elisha in the field with 12 yoke of oxen. And as he passed over him, he put his mantle on him. And one thing Elisha said, he said, Master, may I go back and say goodbye to my mother and to my father? He said, go ahead and do that. And as he did that, he did say bye to mom and dad, but he took it one step further and he went and he burned up the plow.
That's good.
See, that was his career prior to meeting and having an encounter with God's man. He was a farmer, but he understood, if I give occasion and I not go back and destroy the thing that I once wrapped my heart and my world around, and when times get hard and friends get few, I may run back to that thing again. So it's advantageous and beneficial that I go burn up my past so that I never have any temptation to go visit it again. Somebody say amen to this. See, Peter didn't get that. That's why, if you notice, when things got hard for Peter, Jesus always had to play tug of war with Jesus. With Peter, saying, I'm going fishing. See, where Elisha burned the plow, Peter never would sink the boat. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I believe there's something in that we must understand, that once we have an encounter with Jesus, we have to turn on our back on yesterday. The Bible says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looketh back is even fit for the kingdom of God. So my last prayer over you tonight, Father, I pray that everyone here will turn their back on looking back from this day forward. Everybody turn around and look at you, behind you. Look at the door. Everybody, now wave your hand. Say bye-bye. Now turn back to me. You'll never look back another day in your life. We are looking forward. We are moving forward. And we are taking territory as the kingdom of God advances in the earth. Father, release an anointing of progress over their life. We declare progress over their life, that everything they put their hand to do from this day forward shall prosper, shall turn into prophetic gold. And I declare it and I decree it as a prophet of the Lord, that this word shall go forth and it shall gain ground. It shall bear fruit, and that fruit shall remain. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare and decree a thing according to Job 22 and 28, that when a man decree a thing, not it might be, but it shall come to pass. Shout hallelujah if you're in agreement with that. Amen.
Whoa, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, yes, it's so powerful.
That means you cut the cords of condemnation, of guilt, of shame, you cut those cords off of you. When you turned around and you waved goodbye, you waved goodbye to all the condemnation, the guilt, the shame, the Amen. Anguish, the depression, the destruction. Yep. They're not yours anymore.
Amen.
They're not
Amen.
Yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Said bye-bye. Yeah. Hallelujah.
All that, cut Lord that God. Off in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want you to look at the sickness that you've had in your body. Come on. Look at the sickness you had in your body. Say bye-bye. Amen. Come on. Bye-bye. Amen. Bye-bye. Look at the mess you've had in your family. Come on. Some of you got a mess in your family. Say bye-bye. I love this. Oh, glory. Come on, let's say bye to the poverty, okay? That poverty. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Bye-bye. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, there's power in this, people. Hallelujah. Whoo, there's power in that. Somebody may look and think, well, how dumb. It's not dumb at all. Man, the power of God's working. I can feel the Spirit of God up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to get some things from God tonight that you've been asking for years. I mean years. Some of you have been asking God for some things and really believing Him and just crying out to God. And you're going to go home and find out that junk, you said bye-bye. And it's gone tonight. Tonight, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love when the anointing's here. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? I appreciate Pastor Donnie and Pastor Bev. God bless them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, this is never a one-man show. The only man show this is Jesus' show. Hallelujah. We want Him glorified. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll be here. We got some altar workers to come, and if you need prayer, I mean, I feel like that you could have, I mean, you could have got what you got. I mean, man, we said bye-bye. So we're just here in case somebody just needs a little encouragement, but I'm going to tell you something. If you'll take it and just remember, I said bye-bye. When that pain tries to come, say, no, I said bye-bye. I already said bye to you. You're not coming back. Yes. Not setting up in my household. I'm not feeding you any more Tylenol. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, I thank you that you orchestrated this tonight, God. And no one was here by accident. God, you called them in. You called those in that you wanted to hear exactly what they heard. And God, I thank you, God, that people have been encouraged tonight, that foul spirits have been broken off. God, that people got saved. They really turned their heart to you, and they got rid of junk tonight. And I thank you for that. Now, God, I ask that you bless them. Bless them in every area of their life. God, those that are rebellious, we knock that off. In Jesus' name, we say no more. No more. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Come back next week. We love you. We're so glad you came. Hallelujah. Come on. Give me a good glory. Whoa! Glory! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.